Welcome to Widow Too Soon. This is Michelle Bader Ebersole. As you guys know, I am not sitting with Mark Massaro this week. As I'm sure you have seen from the Facebook updates, and I think I've updated on Instagram as well, Mark had a brain bleed last Tuesday, so a week from when you're hearing this. And I didn't know about it in the last podcast. We had just decided to record with Haley, and I found out Tuesday afternoon. And it's been quite shocking, as it has been for all of us. And I'm happy to say that he is doing better. I'm going to read you the latest update. This is the update as of 4/22. This is about Mark. The goal of turning down the drain has begun, and that seems to be the next hurdle to conquer, which will lead him to the next steps of recovery. We saw great strength and movement in his legs, arms, and feet when given commands. The CT showed great improvement, and they will do another test after the drain is clamped off. He passed the swallow test. The feeding tube is removed. So we've had great updates over the past week where he was not able to move his left side very much. According to the updates, it looks like he's able to do that a lot more. So if you want to stay updated with what's going on with Mark throughout the week, please make sure that you are on our Widow Too Soon, either just the regular Widow Too Soon page or the Widow Too Soon community page. I will be putting updates daily as I get those from Tina. So definitely be keeping Tina and Alexis and Luke in your prayers, and Mark for full healing. We are believing for full healing for Mark, that he will be back. And he'll be making the podcast funny again. So I'm sorry, it may not be funny for a little bit because I don't know how to be funny on my own. So I'm just hearing, like, in my head, like, I always hear the songs I think he's going to sing, because we've been doing this for almost 3 years now. So I kind of know what he's going to sing. Like, I've heard him do it on the podcast when I'm not there. And I was thinking about singing All By Myself. But I heard it in his voice trying to be funny. So I appreciate all of the voice messages. I collected quite a few. I've got them all ready to send to Tina to play for Mark right now. So I just have to get the link to send them. So that's exciting. They were heartfelt and beautiful. And Rob, you were funny as always. And they were also very encouraging to me, just hearing all the different, the ways that the podcast has impacted your life. And I am just blown away by the love, and I'm going to get emotional already, the love and support I've seen from all of you, whether it's donating to the GoFundMe or all your prayers, which I sent all those on to Tina to read to him, of support, the voice messages, the daily reaching out to see how he's doing. And it's very humbling to see what a big impact this podcast has made on so many, and hearing so many of your voices on the voice messages that I've never heard before. And just, it is beautiful. It is beautiful to see how God has used us by saying yes to this podcast 3 years ago, how God has used us in your lives. And now you are praying for Mark and his family, and we appreciate the prayers so much. And I thought today would be a good day to talk about suffering, because if you're listening to this podcast, you've experienced suffering. And so this is going to be about, where is God in the suffering? I guess I forgot to do the update. It's a little bit weird for me to just do my update so boring by myself. Like, that's half the fun, is when Mark and I are joking and talking about what's going on in our lives. I'm just feeling the weight of so much. One of my best friends just lost her dad suddenly in an accident yesterday, and her kids are in so much pain, and just her family. And I have several friends, you know, with battling cancer and just so many things. And I'm just feeling the weight of all of it. And then, no, God's here, but I don't understand. I don't understand why Luke had to die of cancer. I don't understand why Lacey died of cancer. I don't understand why any of our spouses died. I don't. And I'm just feeling it really heavy right now. So this is going to be a really authentic, real podcast. And it just kind of makes like what's going on right now in my life, like it doesn't seem important. Like it doesn't seem in the light of everything that's going on with so many people I care about. It doesn't matter. Like it just doesn't matter. All that matters is eternity. Jesus and eternity. Like that's literally it. And my heart is heavy. And I've just learned of a few new widows in my community. My heart is heavy for them. And just a lot of loss going on. And so I just want to talk about what a lot of us are feeling. I don't even know where to start exactly. I'm just talking and it's weird by myself. But I have some things I want to share today because I know if you're a new widow, you're feeling this really heavy right now. And I want you to know that God is here. God cares for you. And another thing that's, you know, just been brought to light by all of this is what Mark always says. Like, you've just got to have an eternal perspective. He's so good at that. He's helped me focus on that so many times. And like, really, this world is not our home. If you're suffering right now, number one, know that God is with you. He has not abandoned you. I thought I was being punished, and I've had several widows say this to me, like, am I being punished? Listen, you're not being punished. Jesus is there with you. I promise. I promise he has not left you. He has not abandoned you. And sometimes it's so hard to trust, like, when we don't see what's going on, like, we don't understand it. It's like I've always told my kids, and Haley talked about it on the podcast last week. Like, we only see a part of the puzzle. Like, God sees the entire puzzle. Like, we have no idea. Like, I don't know why this is happening in Mark's life right now. Like, I don't know why my friend just lost her dad. I don't know why I have friends that have cancer. I don't understand it. And my heart is breaking for all of these situations. But what I do know is that God is here and he is faithful and he promises to never leave and forsake us. And that is one of the things that I have felt more clearly in my widow journey than ever before in my life. I remember those nights, those sleepless nights, crying on the floor. All I wanted was my husband. All I wanted was my kid's dad. All I wanted was to hear his voice again. Just crying. And I felt the peace that passes all understanding, and peace would come over me. It's something I cannot explain. God, I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Tears are good. Tears are good. What we feel, we heal. And I'm just feeling so much for so many people right now. But I remember being closer to Jesus than ever before. He says that he is close to the brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. I know a lot of us are feeling pretty crushed in spirit right now with a lot of things going on and broken. And if you're here listening, you're widowed and you're broken. You know, your heart's been broken. But God promises to be close to us. He also gives us the peace that passes all understanding. It's something that I could never fully explain to people. The peace that God gives. I'm actually like literally feeling it right now. It's kind of like just this like floating feeling to me, like Holy Spirit. I don't know how to explain it, but that's how it is when I feel the peace of God. And I'm going to pray that you guys have that too. And God promises to be close to the widows. Did you know that the word widow is mentioned in the Bible 81 times? according to a search I did, hopefully the search is correct, but 81 times God talks about the widows and the orphans. That's us and our kids, okay? I mean, they're not technically orphans. They still have us, but you know what I mean? Like, God is close to us. He is there for us. He has a special heart for widows, and he's going to take care of you. I feel like there are people that need to hear this right now. God is going to take care of you. He is going to meet all your needs. It may not be in the way that you think. It may not be in the time that you think, but he is going to meet all of your needs. So where is God in the suffering? Where is he? He's there, even when we don't feel it. So I'm going to tell you a little story. And if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you might have heard it, but it was many episodes ago when I've shared like the whole story, like episode 2, I believe, which was almost 3 years ago. And I may have shared bits and pieces, but I'm going to go ahead and share this story. And I think you can apply it to your life too. So about 2 months after Luke died, middle of COVID, I found a retreat to go to, a grief retreat. And first of all, that's a miracle during COVID. We had to sign all these waivers, all the stuff. We got to go. There was a whole bunch of people. Some there were there for death. Some were there for divorce or any other kind of grief. And we did this activity. And then we actually did this at our retreat in October too. And so we did this closed eye experience where, you know, and I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing on your own, but we closed our eyes and we said, God, Jesus, show me where you were in my darkest moment. And all of a sudden in this activity, I was brought back to Luke's deathbed. And I saw it in a whole different way than I ever saw it before. So I'm going to share what I saw in this vision. I was brought back in the vision. I was in Luke's body. I know it sounds weird, but just follow me. This is what the Holy Spirit gave to me. Well, I was in his body. And the first thought I had is, I don't feel any pain. Now, Luke had been in pain for 16 years, off and on. And the first thought I had is, I don't have any pain. And the second thought was, I'm okay to leave my family. And that was one of his biggest fears. Like, he didn't want to leave us. And in the vision, I'm laying in the bed and the family, the kids, me, like his mom, were all around the bed. And I had the most peaceful feeling. I cannot explain it. I've never felt that feeling again, like the most peaceful. I had the most peaceful feeling ever. And I'm listening to everybody talk around me and play the song I Can Only Imagine, which is what we played for him. And okay, so in real life, like not my vision, Luke's eyes were locked up in the corner. And in the vision, I saw Jesus in the corner, just up in the corner, right where Luke's eyes were looking in the vision. I saw him. And during the song, I Can Only Imagine, which is actually when Luke took his last breath, I followed Jesus to a bright light. And that's where the vision ended. So it brought a whole new perspective. And there were things before that. I forgot all the details, but like the door was shut so the kids didn't hear stuff. God showed me he did that. Like just so many things that he was there. And the vision changed everything for me. That first of all, I knew that Luke was at peace because maybe some of you saw this with your loved ones. Like he was struggling to try to talk to us. And he kept saying, I, and I was like, it's okay. We know you love us. And I didn't know what he was thinking. Like when he stopped speaking and his eyes were just, he never blinked and just like all the stuff. I was like, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? And now I know he was at peace. And I hope that vision gives you some comfort too, that your loved one was at peace. And it's real. Like the spiritual world is real. And Jesus was there. And I'm going to encourage you to take some time in a quiet place, maybe turn on some quiet music and just say, Jesus, where were you in my darkest hour? And just close your eyes and let him show you. We did this at the grief retreat and it was beautiful. All kinds of stories, like at the widow's retreat in October, all kinds of stories of where God showed them where he was. And so I'm going to challenge you to do that. And I can't wait to hear some stories. I'd love to, you know, once we do this, like I'd love to interview people on what God showed them. And I know he's going to show up and I know he's going to show you that. So ask him where he is, where he was, where he is, if you're currently going through it, and he will show you. And I've got some practical things that also help. So I wrote a book right before Luke died and it was called My Manna for Today. And it came from, you know, the story of the Israelites wandering through the desert, and God would give them manna, which was exactly what they needed, the food they needed for the day. Now, if they stored too much, it would like rot. And if they didn't store enough, they wouldn't have enough to eat. They had to store exactly what they needed for the day. So that's where this concept came from, My Manna for Today. And it's basically just a journal for people to record, like, what's my manna today? Like, what did God give me today? And when Luke was sick, I would ask for this every day. God, please, I don't think I can make it through the day. Could you please give me my manna for today? And he would every single day. It could come from a stranger smiling at me to somebody reaching out. You're on my mind. Like when people come to your mind, reach out to them. Like God put them on your mind. Like how many times has that happened for you? People have reached out to you right when you needed it. Be that for someone else too. And so I'm going to challenge you, number one, to start asking for manna every day and see what God gives you. Start writing it down. Let's share it on our Facebook Widow Too Soon community page. After this episode airs, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have a place where we can write down our manna. The second thing that is really good to do is turn on worship music. When I went to the grief retreat and this woman was praying over me, this is just coming back to my mind right now. She said, I want you to pray. I want you to play worship music constantly. Play it in your house. Play it constantly. And that's something that I did. And it was really powerful. I remember listening to these songs over and over and crying my eyes out. And then I also remember as life started to get better, dancing and to the song, You Turn My Morning to Dancing, and like truly feeling that. And that's what I want for you. So playing worship music is a great thing to do. Another thing is walks alone. Or as Mark taught me, car rides alone talking to Jesus. He used to do that like when he'd go to work. And so I started doing that when I was working at this job too. Like, hey, that's a great time. And my car rides kind of ended up turning into walks as well, where I'd leave my phone at home. Well, I couldn't leave it when I was driving, but you know, turn the phone off, leave it at home, and just talk out loud. Like I would go on these walks. I'm looking over where there used to be a field. Now they're building houses. And I'd go on these walks and I would tell my kids, I don't have my phone. I'm going to be back. And I would just pray. And I would just say, Jesus, I'm hurting. Like I am hurting. Like what's going on? And like pour your heart out to him. Like he wants to be your best friend and your provider and your father and everything. He wants to be all of that. And so that's another suggestion I have, like either in the car, like I would just turn off the radio and just talk like, okay, God. And I like actually like touch the seat, like come sit here. I want to talk. And then taking walks, which I still do. I really and do that, or I do it on runs sometimes, where I'll just turn off the music and just talk. In fact, last week, after the day that I got the news about Mark, my heart was breaking for the kids and for Tina and just everybody involved in his life. And I went on a run and I did the same thing, I guess. I did the same thing. I left my phone and I just cried out to God. And I was like, God, please spare Mark's life. Like, please, God. Like, I'm begging you to heal him to full recovery. And I just cried out to God. And I know he was there. Like, I know it. I know he could hear me. And so I just want to encourage you, whatever way it works for you, like, find a time when you can literally talk out loud. Talk out loud. Like, he wants to hear from you. So that might be something helpful for you. You know, think about verses. There's tons of verses. I'm going to look some up right here. 26 verses about suffering. I'm going to put a link to this. I'm going to read you a few of these. This is 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Oh, that speaks to us, doesn't it, widows? Like, after we've suffered, he's going to restore. He's going to make us strong. I've seen this in my life. Like, I've seen him make me strong. He's going to do it. Here's another one. Oh, that's the same one. Romans 5:3-4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Oh, that's good. That's good. Our suffering produces perseverance. Like, think about who you are today. Like, I would not be who I am today if I had not suffered. You would not be who you are today if you had not suffered. I'm going to read a few more. I love this one. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. It's like we're a conduit for comfort, you know, like God comforts us, we can comfort others. Like, where I am in life, God has helped me. I'm helping others. You're helping others. It's so big. And then I love, love, love this one. In fact, Peyton, my son, has this verse on his shoe, literally on his expensive Nike Air, Nike, whatever they are, the popular ones that cost a lot of money. All of a sudden he wrote verses on them. But I'm like, hey, good. That's better than a lot of other things. But the verse is Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Drop the mic. That's awesome. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. These are good. These are good verses about suffering. And there's so many more. Like I said, I'm going to put that link with the 26 verses about suffering. But I think, you know, what's just really coming to my mind is, like, this world is not our home. Like, we are here, like, this long. We all know this. We're widowed. We get this. You know, we really, what's it all about? What is this life all about? It's not about our jobs, our money, our fame, how many followers we have. Like, it's not that stuff. It's literally about Jesus. Like, literally, like, nothing else matters. Like, are we living for him? Are we pointing to him? Because, like, as they pointed out at church this week, we were talking about, like, this life, like, this, like, it's so short compared to eternity. And so we need to be reaching others for Jesus. We need to be the hands and feet and Jesus to the broken and the lost. And if you're here, you might be in a time when it's okay to just receive. And that's okay. Just receive, because you're in that place. But as Jesus heals you, as you feel stronger, be that to somebody else. Be the hands and feet of Jesus to somebody else. You're going to make an eternal difference. An eternal difference. So this podcast is not going to be as long as normal. I'm sorry. It's just me. Only so long I could talk by myself. I used to do podcasts by myself. Did you know that? You could look it up. Called, I had two, the Peace Cast, and it was, well, that one wasn't by myself. Well, towards the end it was interviewing people who had something really hard happen to them and then how they turned to Jesus. Several really great episodes. That was before. And then, like, when Luke got sick, it kind of turned into a podcast where I was just updating people about him instead of repeating the story over and over. And then the other podcast I did is called Widow Goals. You can look them up. They're both still. Yeah, I just leave them out there. And I never had super long podcasts by myself because it just feels weird to talk by yourself forever. It's way more interesting. So I don't know. Just kind of go back to the podcast for a minute. As far as the future of the podcast, while we're waiting for Mark to make his recovery, I don't know what it looks like. I've been praying about it. I've been thinking about it. I'd love, you guys could help me out if you wanted to. I need guests more now than I've ever needed guests. So please, in the show notes, I will post a link. If you would like to be a guest, please fill it out. I could really use some help keeping this podcast going. Or if you've been a guest and you have something else you want to say, reach out to me because this is going to be a community effort to keep this going until our wonderful co-host can be back. And so pray about it, think about it. If you've got something to share, like I said, if you've been on it and you have something different you want to share, or you haven't been on the podcast and you want to share, please, it will help me so much. If you want to know how to help us, that's one way you can help us, is to volunteer to be on the podcast. And if you're someone who doesn't like doing that, that's okay too. Like, or if you've got any topic ideas, because now I got to try to keep this going on my own. We already like kind of run out of ideas when we're thinking together, but there's two of us and we can talk forever. But when it's just me, it's a little bit harder. I've got some ideas kind of brewing of how to gonna keep this going. I don't want to stop it now. Like I'm not. We're gonna keep this going. So we have a great podcast for Mark to come back to as soon as he's strong enough. It's gonna be an amazing day when he comes back to the podcast, making his jokes and making us all laugh. And anyways, I think that's all I want to say. I was gonna say I'm sorry for being emotional, but I'm not. What we feel, we heal. You know, I have to say it like every episode. But I'm just feeling the weight of a lot of people right now. A lot of people who are hurting. Like this time, it's not like me, but it's the people I care about who are suffering. And I'm just feeling the weight. Imagine what Jesus feels like when he feels the weight of everyone in the whole world. Like, I guess that's just being put into perspective right now. Like, I'm feeling the weight of several people, but he's feeling the weight of the entire world. And how he does that, I don't know. I mean, he's God, right? So, to wrap it on up, please, number one, please keep Mark in your prayers and Tina and the kids and the whole family and the friends, everybody involved in their community and in their life. Thank you for giving to the GoFundMe. That's been amazing. And like I said, if you want to get the updates, please be on those pages. And then, like I said, be thinking about if you can be a guest because I love help keeping this podcast going because you're going to get tired of me real fast if I'm talking every week. I don't have that much to share all alone. So, and then, I don't know. I'm going to close this out in prayer. God, I just thank you for giving us a platform to speak to widows. And God, you say, like you pray when we don't really know how to pray, like you pray for us and intercede for us. And I just feel in the weight of a lot of people right now. And I want to pray specifically for Mark. I want to pray for 100% complete healing in the name of Jesus, that you will heal his body. And I will pray peace and strength for the kids and Tina. That you will just cover them right now with the peace that passes all understanding, God, as they're going through this really difficult time. And I just pray for all my other friends that are suffering. And I pray for the listeners that are suffering from the heartache of losing their spouse, that you would just comfort them. They will see you in new ways. I pray that you will give them a revelation about where you were in their suffering. And just give them peace and bring them friends and comfort to be with them. And we just thank you for all that you've given us. Amen. Well, it doesn't sound as fun by myself, but if you like this podcast, give it a little ding. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. I haven't cried through a whole episode since I think the one when I talked about Luke dying 2 weeks after he died. But it's just where I'm at right now. And that's one of the things we know you guys love, is that we're authentic. We're not trying to hide how we're feeling and what's going on and all the things. So anyways, thank you so much for being here. Keep the prayers up. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We feel like you're a family. And I'm just blown away by how much you care about what's going on in our lives. And I look forward to being back next week, hopefully with a guest or something. And I know it's all going to work out. All right. Have a great day. Bye.